The National Alliance on Mental Illness says that since the start of the war in Afghanistan in 2001, more than 100,000 combat veterans have sought help for mental illness. The NAMI also finds that only about half of troops who experience symptoms of mental illness seek treatment. Some problems, such as the economy and a lack of affordable housing, affect veterans and non-veterans alike. But the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans says the lingering effect of substance abuse, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other mental illness contribute to military veterans ending up homeless. Christine Wine is Program Director at Ministry with Community in Kalamazoo. Christine, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do with Ministry with Community?
Yes, I'm the Program Director at Ministry with Community, and we're a daytime shelter and resource center, so anybody can come in any day of the week. We're open 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 11 hours a day. And we've got social workers that you can see kind of on a walk-in basis, which is really unique. A lot of places don't offer that kind of drop-in social work.
Specifically, if someone does come in and perhaps shows some signs of mental illness, what happens?
So if someone is in crisis, especially if we haven't, you know, it might be their first time coming to Ministry with Community, we try to get them in right away to see one of the social workers. And so we meet them where they're at that day, whatever kind of situation they might be in. Maybe they just lost their job or they're feeling overwhelming with anxiety or depression. We're going to help them out and try and get the resources that they need.
And when you get them the resources that they need, you do not do a diagnosis. Let's be clear here.
Yes,
don't do a diagnosis.
We do not do diagnosing or assessment in that sense at Ministry with Community. Kind of informal case management or counseling, kind of in between of trying to get them set up with some long-term support.
And you may give a referral.
Yep. We give a lot of referrals to the community.
So when you see people come in and there is a problem with perhaps a mental illness, do you often see people who are military veterans?
We do see veterans. Like we were talking before, I think a big issue in mental health in this community is barriers to service. So we try to reduce as many barriers as possible. And part of that, it can be a pro and a con, really, is that we don't ask a lot of information when somebody comes in the door. So it's really based on self-reporting. So we do have veterans that are there. We've got two veterans from the VA that do outreach there on a weekly basis as a support system. But we do see veterans, and some of them are struggling. And so that's why a support group like the one that's on Fridays at 10 a.m. is really important, because it's a peer support model. So it's a veteran, you know, who's been in the service. He's out. He's been through similar experiences, and he's coming in to kind of sit beside somebody while they're trying to do the same thing.
So if a veteran is there and you know they're a veteran, it's because they've revealed that information.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So it's possible someone is there and they have just chosen not to say that they're a veteran.
Correct.
Is there still a major stigma attached to mental illness in general?
Oh, absolutely. I think even in the general population, there's a stigma to that. And so I think multiply that for someone that might be experiencing homelessness, or they're not quite sure where to turn or what resources are available. They're vulnerable. They're scared. I think that magnetizes the stigma.
And makes people perhaps reluctant to seek help.
Oh, absolutely. And the systems sometimes that are in place, maybe they've sought out help before, didn't have a good experience, so they're going to be reluctant to try and seek out help again. Or they might have had insurance, but only so many sessions were covered, and now they're out of sessions. And some of the, you know, if you've got Medicaid, there's not a lot of places in Kalamazoo that provide that service with Medicaid. So there's a lot of barriers when someone is trying to seek out assistance for mental health.
But as you mentioned, Ministry of the Community is trying to remove some of those barriers.
Right.
Can you help people navigate that and,
yes,
and find the places maybe that do accept Medicaid, for instance?
Yep. That's where our social workers really come in to play, because we can actually sit down, you know, we can bring somebody in our office in a quieter space and actually have a conversation where they, one, make sure that they know that they're safe. And sometimes it takes a little bit. You kind of build that relationship and that rapport over time. But that's exactly what we're there to do.
Is there enough awareness about the services which are available in terms of mental illness, referrals through a place like Ministry with Community? Is the public aware enough of that to perhaps lend assistance to someone who may be dealing with mental illness?
I think there's minimal awareness. I don't think enough awareness about the impact that mental health actually has. You know, if you're depressed or you have anxiety or you're suffering from PTSD, that impacts every other aspect of your life, or you don't know how to get out of it or where to go. So I think in that sense, there's not enough awareness of what the impacts of that are. You know, I'm sure you've seen the billboards of, like, you know, if you had a broken leg, you'd take medicine for it, that kind of thing. And not that medication is always the answer, but it's that
same.
Treatment of some sort, whether that be medication for a while or for however long you need, or seeking counseling or getting treatment for, you know, going to a support group. I don't think that's looked upon as an option.
You mentioned post-traumatic stress disorder earlier, PTSD.
Yeah.
And some people who suffer from that are not veterans. They can suffer for other things. But when you see this, I mean, is this a major problem for that person, something that needs immediate attention? Is that sometimes what you see at Ministry with Community?
You know, I think with our system, you know, I'm talking about system like society and the systems we have in place. I think people learn to get by. And so it might go undiagnosed, or they're pretty sure they have it, or you know what I mean? People can do their own research and
perhaps for a while they're coping with it.
And they're just coping. So I think having a mental health issue or concern, and then on top of that, maybe you're struggling with homelessness, that in and of itself can also be traumatic. So there's different levels of trauma. And I think our society in itself isn't equipped to really come alongside and gather together. I think we're working towards that, and there's different models out there that are definitely trying to make headway. But on a day-to-day basis, I think we can be doing a better job.
Do you think there is some more awareness about the issue of mental health in general, and perhaps related to the military after, for instance, the shooting at Fort Hood, where we had someone who was there being treated, and then we had, you know, a tragedy that resulted? Does that, as tragic as that is, does it perhaps bring the issue into the public spotlight a little more?
Yeah, but that to me, is my personal opinion, is that's a symptom. You know, we're waiting for this explosion to happen, and really we could be taking steps so that things like that don't happen. You know, people are potentially getting ignored, or maybe they do want to seek out treatment, but they don't have insurance or they don't have money, and there's not a lot of places in town that offer services. And I should mention that all of our services are free. So if you don't have income, you know, you can come to us and we'll try and work something out with you. And there are some health clinics do have like sliding fee scales, so we can help refer to that and talk to, you know, folks at their office and advocate on your behalf. But I don't think there's enough.
Well, we mentioned awareness of the services out there. What more needs to be done? I mean, what more services do we need that can help get at this issue of mental illness in general and veterans in particular?
If I could dream big.
Go ahead.
I'm going to dream big here.
Sure.
I think if all of the human service agencies were trained in a similar model, so we're, you know, and I get that there needs to be room based on what services you're offering, but if we could all be trained in a similar model and really come together as agencies and collaborate around individuals and be a support system. Because sometimes what happens is a person kind of gets sent to one place and then to another and then to another. And this is one of our own kind of system cons, is that, like I said, we don't do a lot of intake right away. We don't do anything, but we build this information up over time with someone. So I think if we could come together as a community and the agencies in it, and really kind of wrap around somebody who's interested in that, I think that could be helpful.
How big a problem is untreated mental illness, not just for that person who is mentally ill, but for society at large?
Well, I mean, you could do the cost analysis if you wanted. And I think the impact is huge. Kalamazoo is rich in resources as far as agencies that are out there. So even that, the amount of resources that we have as a cost and employees and, you know, folks that are needing some kind of medical assistance, you'll probably find them in the ER repeatedly, or needing to get an ambulance ride repeatedly, or, you know what I mean? Or police need to come and help take care of a situation. So I think the cost is huge. And what I'm concerned about really is the cost for that individual. You know, we're a community and we're supposed to be looking out for each other. And I think that we're all in this together. And so I think each person needs to take that individual responsibility of and accountability. This could be your neighbor. We're really all one paycheck away from needing the services that we're stigmatizing people for. So I'm a firm believer in we each need to do our part.
Christine, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Christine Wine is Program Director of Ministry with Community in Kalamazoo.